These girls are having a breakdown. Bravo breakdowns. These girls are going insane now. Bravo breakdown.
No, I'm flushed.
Adorably flushed.
I'm blushing.
Good morning, students. I'm Lauren Davis.
I'm Michelle Baber, and I'm flushed.
And she's flushed, and this is Bravo Breakdowns. And don't flush us down the toilet. Listen to our recap of the second episode of Salt Lake City, season 6. We will briefly talk about the most recent episode, which was a banger as usual. And then we'll get into our more detailed recap of episode, I think it's episode 11. Of OC, but they're adding Watch What Happens Live to Peacock. So it says it's episode 13.
Okay. I know we need to get into it, but Peacock, what have you done? And why are we just doing this right now? They did the same thing with Salt Lake City. I went to go watch the newest episode yesterday, and it wasn't on Peacock. I had to use YouTube TV.
Oh, wow.
It's there now.
Yeah.
But I don't know why Watch What Happens Live is like, it makes it look like there's been three episodes of Salt Lake. I mean, confused.
I get it because they're like, oh, if it's on there, then people will watch it, I guess. We'll watch.
It's but like with like, Salt Lake, it wasn't even – there wasn't correlated. Even an SLC lady.
I mean, it's obviously to like push the ratings for Watch What Happens Live, which while it does really well for like how cheap it is to produce and like as an after show, it's – I guess it's like so many people watch those after shows now for the shows. They're like, well, let's just pop, watch What Happens Live and see what happens.
Yeah.
But I find it annoying because it's confusing for us recappers.
It's confusing. I don't like to be confused, Bravo. I don't need the trickery, okay?
Yeah. I don't like the shenanigans.
I don't want the shenanigans in my shows. Mm-hmm. I don't want the trickery on Peacock. Just give it to me straight. Otherwise, I will be flipping tables.
Exactly. Okay? Don't piss on my leg and tell me it's raining. Or exactly. You're a prostitution whore.
You're a prostitution whore. You do it one more time? I'm sending sprinkle cookies to the Watch What Happens Live studios.
Wow. Big words. yikes. Mm-hmm. Okay, so let's get into Salt Lake City.
Oh
so we pick up in the Provo woods. We still do a little bit of the horror movie camcorder nonsense, tie up that plot. I guess Mary Sorensen didn't eat any of us or whatever Mormon ghosts do.
It was funny when Meredith was like, you guys, they weren't going to let us die. The network can't afford it.
Yeah, just gets her joke in there and then goes back into her coma. And so then we get into this, like, one more fight before we go around the campfire where Heather's, like, you know, talking about, oh, I was a Mormon wife and a mother, and now my last daughter is leaving the nest, and I can finally, you know, have a life of my own and be free. And
Was it not giving, like Heather talking about, like, oh, my, I was a single mom and the kids didn't have custody, whatever.
Single mom who works two jobs.
I was like, okay, she has money. All right.
Yeah.
But also, she made it sound like she was on the fucking Oregon Trail. Like, it wasn't that bad, Heather.
She's always pushing Mormon, Mormon, Mormon.
We get,
and it's like, girl, it's time to
Mormon.
It's to push her book. Yeah. But it's like, we got to. And then it's like, she's so triggered by Bronwyn jumping in and being like, I have a similar storyline. My daughter is leaving for college and we're deeply codependent. And I'm actually going to really show some of my weirdo dirty laundry. And Heather's like, shut the fuck up, Bronwyn. Like, she was like, bitch eating crackers.
I know.
She's like, you're intentionally trying to mom shame me. She just jumps down her throat.
Yeah, she's like, you're calling me a bad mother. And Bronwyn's like, no, I'm not. I'm just saying I don't want my kid to leave because she's all that I have. It's okay that you want your kids and are excited for your kids to go to college. And yeah, all Heather is hearing is, you think I'm a terrible mother.
Yeah, it's just she's so easily – she's just so insecure. Heather. Yeah. She's just like – it's like she's like a raw nerve.
Yeah.
And I think that's what's like frustrating with her this season. It's like, you know, she's always been like insecure. That's kind of her thing. You know, she's kind of becoming a Kyle to me this season where she's so insecure and so like controlling the storyline, controlling the narrative, try to push this newcomer out, try to kick them out of the show, like, but then also is not being vulnerable. She's right. just trying to peddle her wares.
Oh my God. That was Sorry. Kyle Richards calling.
That was Kyle Richards being like, don't mention me in the same
breath. Yeah, she's like,
She's still a much better housewife than me.
I'm like, boring. Right, yeah, we're just saying this because, Heather, we don't want you to go down this path.
It's a dark path, but at least I love that she is in the mix, you know?
She's in
it's
the like, mix. And she's down in the muck.
She's genuinely so triggered by Bronwyn, and then so triggered to kiss Lisa's ass. It's like, it is giving me a lot of authenticity.
Yeah.
She's very Gretchen Wieners, which I'm digging
mm-hmm.
In terms of drama. And then Whitney, of course, is the diffuser of the fight, who's like, well, by the way, my business failed and I'm broke.
We're failing. We're broke. Everything's falling apart for me. Does anyone want to look at me?
Look
my
at
life's
me.
Falling apart. And I got to say, I like this storyline for Whitney. I don't want anybody to be broke, but I do think it's refreshing. Like, one, it's not just like, you know, my trauma with the Mormon church. It's like, she's talking about, like, she's being really honest, and you don't really see housewives ever talk about their financial situation unless they have to.
Yeah. It's like, she's not being totally honest because I don't think she had 30 employees before. Like, I don't think
it was
this.
Well, I'm just saying, like, she's being honest, like,
she has to
work.
I like that she's owning her. She's like a bottom, right? She's so like the bottom of the cast. Like, that's her status. Okay. SLC junior bottom. And she's like owning, like, I am a bottom. And
I'm
then I love that scene with her and Justin. And they both like have a horrible sinus infection. And they're like, so like their voices are like this.
Yeah.
So I guess we need to do a new business venture.
Yeah. That's all that he was saying. I was like, no, you need to go to your financial advisor right now. Because like two seasons ago, he had lost his job from being on the show. They had spent his entire, all of their family savings towards these businesses.
And they're like, so I guess we got to start another MLM.
No. No, I mean, clearly, I mean, they are just, you know, their life is financed by her being on the show right now.
Right, right. It's just so funny that they're like, well, we lost all
do
our
more
money
business.
By starting this business, so let's start another
business.
No.
But at least, yeah, she's like, you know, I'm broke.
Yeah,
it's a good look for her.
It's a good look for her. One hondo P. Yeah,
it's a good look for her.
And yeah. It's like, no one's gonna fight you on that. No one's gonna be like, actually, you were broke before. They're gonna be like, yeah, what? Own it.
Yeah, she's like, I'd love to be a stay at home mom. I can't be because we're broke.
Because I've ruined our lives.
Fucked up our lives. My businesses have failed.
Yeah, it's so rare because it's like a lot of these women are in debt, like up to their necks.
Oh,
and just
my
to be
God,
like,
yeah.
I'm in debt up to my neck. It's like a fresh.
We're drowning.
I love it. And then I also really love this scene with Lisa and Heather where they meet for lunch. Sorry about my dogs. It felt like a scene that like wouldn't happen on camera even where it's like Heather is like, okay, well, here's what went down on the first day of shooting. Here's everything that was said. And Lisa's like, who defended me? And Heather's like, oh, I defended you. And then like Lisa's like, well, what about Meredith? And she's like, Meredith was, you know, Meredith, she like hopped in with a little like legalese, but most of the time, like it was just me. And then like, Lisa's like, oh my God, like you don't understand my finances. You guys don't have a life like me. And Heather's
like,
my
life is so big. I mean, she's like, I'm so different than the rest of you. My life is so big. It's
you
so important.
Yeah,
I'm
could
different
never understand
than
my
all
business.
Of you. And then, and then Heather's like, your life is like,
we're housewives.
All of our lives. Yes. We're housewives. Also, because like Heather like owns a business, like a successful, like Beauty Lab and Laser, I think is a pretty successful business.
Yes.
She has a book, you know, so it is very funny that Lisa's like, I'm so different than all of you. My life is big.
It's so big and convoluted. You couldn't even, the viewers, none of you could understand.
Stand. You don't know what it's like for me. It is
you guys
like,
don't understand if Vita, how it's real or not real or where it exists. If I still work at Sundance, I don't even understand. That's how big it is.
I know. It's big.
And it just like makes Heather look so pathetic that like after Lisa just dogging her like that, like Lisa has the whole time she's been on the show, Heather's like, you know what? You deserve to feel upset because you are betrayed by all of your friends and you know who your real friends are, mm-hmm. me. I'm and it's like, friend. I kind of like have to stand how, even though it's like, you know, Heather trying to position herself to look yeah. good, it's like a little like, you know, calculated. It makes Heather look so shitty. That I'm yeah. like, this is TV.
This is TV. Cinema. This is why she's not Kyle Richards right now.
Right, right.
She's not running away from a table where drama's happening.
Yes.
Out the door.
Yes. She'll activate and like yeah, actually.
She's activated and she's like, I need to gather people to not like Bronwyn because yes, I'm threatened by her for an inexplicable reason.
I think that's why it works is because Heather actually, if she wanted to step into her bad bitch status, she actually could be the Kyle and could be like, Kyle's like a power bottom, right? It's yeah. like she's always the beta in the relationship, but really she's like the center of it all, the glue. She's protecting everyone. And then like she'll, you know, like making the show suck basically. And mm-hmm. then it's like each season is a gang up on one person and then they kick them out of the cast basically. And this is what Heather is trying to do, but she's so like just beta in her heart, so like mm-hmm. deferential to whoever she thinks is like the fan favorite, that she'll never be able to work on those right. personal relationships enough to do it. But it is, even though I'm like, I inherently like don't negotiate with terrorists. You guys yeah. cannot kick someone else off the cast again.
Yeah.
We already lost Monica. Jin Shaw, you should have kicked off the cast and you right. didn't. But it's like, we can't, you know, you guys are going mad with power. You can't kick Bronwyn off because, like, you think she threatens your spot.
You're threatened by whatever reason. But what I will say about Heather in this scene is, like, yeah, it was fun to watch. Like, it was fun because she knew exactly. She's a pro. She's been on mm-hmm. the show with Lisa for a while now. She knows exactly what to say to give us a great Lisa moment. Even yes. if Heather's not going to, like, be, like, the shining star in this, she will –
She's very willing to take a backseat.
Yeah, because she knows, like, people are going to talk about this scene because Lisa was so good in it, but Heather had to get her there.
Yes.
Heather got her there.
Yes.
She got her there.
Yeah, a very, like, Heather Dubrow type work mm-hmm. in this
yeah.
scene.
Yeah. yeah. She's like, I know what to do to Tamara.
Yes, exactly. And also like in her protection of Lisa, where it's like she is worried Lisa, if it's too much gang up on her, she'll leave the show. So she yeah. kind of has, she's kind of forced to bury herself yeah. deep into her ass.
She has to. Even though Lisa has such a big life, she doesn't even need the show.
She doesn't even need the show. And none of us even understand.
We don't understand.
And so then we see the Whitney and Bronwyn are skiing and we get a little more exposition on the Lisa stuff because it's like in Lisa's defense, I kind of don't, her and Meredith's lives, I really don't understand, where it's like we've had these like jizz for jazz moments, we've had these like, you know, mentioning of lawsuits, the six lawyers, we've had some whispering, and now we did need Bronwyn to finally really kind of you know, read the Bravo docket, listen to those episodes and mm-hmm. kind of explain it for us. And the editors help too.
Oh, and Gwen might just be hanging out at the house and be like, fine, Mom, my boyfriend can live here. I'll read these lawsuits.
Yes, Gwen is like her paralegal.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so we find out that apparently there's always been rumors that Angie brought up at the reunion that that Lisa has a sugar daddy in Park City.
Yep.
And that
gets her lip filler.
He gets her lip filler, and then he brought texts forward in the lawsuit that were her asking for loans and telling him not to tell John, her husband. Right. And so then we see Bronwyn and Heather meet up for an awkward lunch. Like, Bronwyn is, it's like Toby from The Office with Heather,
God.
Where
That's
she's
so
just
funny.
Like, sits down and immediately is like, why are you like this
yeah
the way that you are?
You can't act like this. You can't do that here.
You're just like Bronwyn's like, can I just explain to you that I wasn't trying to make you feel bad? And Heather's like, see, no, this is what you're like. This is, it's always the word salad
ruining,
with you.
You're ruining my job. Yes, and then she's like, before we get started, and before I even attempt to look at you in the eyes, we need drinks.
Drinks, please.
Drinks. Yeah. And I don't, okay, whatever drink they had looked like lemon lime Gatorade, and I wanted it.
Oh, it looked so good. And it looked like they were drinking like hard liquor at,
yeah,
like, 2
but it
PM.
Looked like Gatorade with like a sugar salt rim. And I would totally drink that drink. Gatorade.
Oh my gosh,
with,
that takes
like
me back
rim.
To high school. Like a Gatorade Mountain Dew Smirnoff mixture in a 7-Eleven cup.
But the salt for like extra.
The salt makes it classy.
Well,
yeah, electrolytes.
Extra electrolytes.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. It's preemptive strike against the hangover. Mm. So yeah, nothing really gets solved here. Heather just needed another
lunch scene where she's triggering her coworker.
Yeah. But Bronwyn, it's like, this is such a cast of like bottoms.
Characters.
And characters. Like Bronwyn, it's like she just takes Heather's shit too. Mm-hmm. Or she's like, well, I hope we can get past this. And Heather's no. And Bronwyn's like, okay.
Okay. Well, I'm glad that we can agree on, we'll never like each other. You'll never tell me why, and I'll never understand it.
Yeah.
And they're like, cheers to that. Gatorade's up.
And then we go to Amy's Saturday social. Amy is apparently a high society lady.
It was an unclear start time for me because I think it was like a brunch soiree.
Yes.
But they were like, some men were wearing like coattails. Like, I was confused.
Yeah, Jared was in like a 3-piece suit.
Like everyone was like in evening wear. Like, Lisa showed up in like evening gown. Well, they were all dressed up, but I was like, I think it's like 9 a.m. or something.
I think it was a day. It's a social, right?
Yeah. I think it was like a brunch. It was like a brunch party, but they were all wearing evening gowns.
And violins. And whenever I see Brittany and violins, I'm like, oh, I bet asparagus is there. Because she's like, the classiest food is asparagus. And violins play when I eat it.
Yeah. And they play when I pee it out too. Yeah.
And I also loved she gave Jill Zarin a run for her money this episode. They see Brittany and she goes,
you know what it reminded me of in The Little Mermaid when she's like having to get her voice to her.
Yes. Brittany is so Ariel coated.
The hair. Oh, you know what?
She's used a dangle hopper to make a body count hair.
Brittany at any social event, whether it be a bat mitzvah or Amy's Saturday soiree, maybe just those two.
Yeah, those two.
A confusing daytime events. She's so good.
Iconic.
She makes me laugh. She makes me smile. Sometimes a girl just wants to laugh.
She makes Lisa like laugh too. It's so funny that Lisa is just schmoozing her so hard to be her attack dog. She's like, oh, hi. We're like sister. Like they're like kiss on both cheeks.
Okay, before Lisa and oh my God, what's her husband's? Oh, John. Before they get to the soiree, like you just see Lisa in the car and she's just like this.
Yeah.
And it's like snowing outside. She's not wearing her jacket in the car, like nothing. She's just like not looking. And her husband keeps looking over her like concerned or like, is she going to make eye contact with me or be like, I'm excited for the party or I'm not excited for the party or I'm going to give these girls a piece of my mind. She's
so worried that her mic is hot that she's just got to focus
say anything,
on
and
not
her husband's
saying
anything.
You okay?
Yeah. But he doesn't know if he can say anything because she's playing the quiet game.
He's a bottom two. Yeah.
He's a bottom two.
She's doming them all.
Who's going to rise to the top?
So then Lisa comes up to Meredith. This was very felt like a – like I feel like Lisa is maybe not answering people's texts. And it's made all of these moments more organic where she comes up to Meredith and she's like, so I heard that I was the topic of conversation in Provo.
Yeah.
And Meredith's like, oh, yes. Mm-hmm. And like she's trying to fish to like, you know, make Meredith feel bad for not defending her. And Meredith's like, Well, actually, Angie compared you to Jen Shaw. And Lisa did not. You could tell. Heather did not tell her that. She's genuinely shocked.
She was upset. Mm-hmm. And okay, one more thing about this soiree. We got to get tickets to it because remember when Meredith and her husband walk in and it's like the green wall, like plant wall, like hands come through it and hand them champagne.
Yes.
You just see, oh my gosh. And then Meredith's husband's like, you know what they call that? And she's like, what? And he's like, a glory hole for champagne.
Oh, Seth.
Oh, that soiree.
That body sense, Seth sense of humor.
Oh, my God. That's so clever. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, so then Meredith, yes, has been like, okay, she compared you to Jen Shaw. So Lisa was like, what the fuck? And, like, on the other side of the room, Angie cuts across. Yeah, they're like, I think she just told them. I think someone just told Lisa that you compared her to Jen Shaw.
Angie is so funny the way she comes over, the way she delivers this. She goes, hear me out. It got brought up. The lawsuits. Like three separate sentences. Hear me out. It got brought up. The lawsuits. And then Angie is like trying, or Lisa's trying to fight it out with Angie. And Bronwyn is also cutting over because she's like, well, I'm the one who brought it up. Like, you have to fight with me on camera. I'm also at the social. And Lisa is clearly trying to ice her out and not film with her. She's like, you're dismissed. You're loitering. This is loitering at this point.
That is very funny that Lisa is trying to tell Bronwyn that she's loitering at a party that Bronwyn was invited to. This isn't Lisa's home.
Yeah.
You're loitering. That's against the law. Yeah, that's against the law. You didn't go to law school. You're not a lawyer. I don't even think you went to college.
I know.
And she's like, I don't think that. And she's telling everyone, she's like, I don't think Bronwyn even went to college.
She like had all of her lines like planned and she's just shouting them all at once.
She didn't go to college. And like they're in the middle and like people are like, oh my. Also, it's very funny while this is happening, all of the husbands are in like some cigar room secluded. And it's funny, Brittany brought, she brought Jared.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and Jared peeking over.
Yeah, Meredith's husband is like, so do you love her? And he's like, I love her.
Oh, I know, and then he's like,
are you in love with her? He's like, I'm in love with her. And he's like, do you love her? Like, are you extremely in love with her? And he's like, Yeah.
It's so fun. Like, he's like, what's the deal? Like, what's going on there?
Yeah.
That's what we all want to know.
Love her.
Like, what's you guys' thing?
What's going on? Yeah. Yeah.
What's happening?
Yeah. It actually reminded me, okay, like really quick, Arrested Development when when Job finds out like who George Michael's dating, he's like, does she have like a good personality or something?
It's like, she's really funny.
Is she funny or something? Anyway, cut to the girls getting in trouble for loitering.
Yes, getting in trouble for loitering. And then Lisa lets out her big one she planned. Yo, gout, dick sucker. And she's got to say it like a few times. Well, a lot of the reaction shots, it's like everybody knew that the housewives were filming at this party. So it's like they're trying to make people look really shocked. But you can tell the people are like, Oh, it's happening.
They're mentioning gout.
But this one kind of, really took people aback.
They're like, wait, what did they say?
What? Like King Louis the 14th?
Like Bobby from King of the Hill?
Like what?
He got gout on an episode. It's very funny.
Oh, yeah. Too many rich foods. Mm-hmm. Whitney is kind of the voice of reason here when we cut to her confessional saying, I thought gout was in the fee. I didn't know you could get it in the dick. Which apparently you can.
We are learning so many amazing things from these women.
We really are. And like, we thought we knew it all about diseases, but Lisa Barlow, her life and her knowledge of medical Wikipedia.
And also just her medical knowledge of Todd and his penis. And it is funny though, when Bronwyn's like, my husband buys me these clothes and then yeah, well, you suck his dick. And then Bronson's like, I do. He's my husband. We have sex. And I like having sex with him. And I like sucking his dick. I suck Todd's dick. And I like it. And this is the middle of this party.
Yeah.
I suck my husband's dick. Get it.
And then she's like, which I could not say the same for you. Because you are apparently getting your credit card bills paid by another man. And mm-hmm. the editors back her up a lot in mm-hmm. this fight. They're like,
I think they're mad at Lisa.
The producers are pissed that Lisa is trying to pull rank on Bronwyn yep. and ice her out. And that's kind of why Bronwyn wins this fight, because she's like, bitch, we're coworkers. You can't avoid me at our coworker shoot.
We're at work filming.
Like, we're yeah. at work. You can't be that high maintenance. Like, you have to shoot with me.
Yeah.
And so then, you know, Lisa's like, no, no. And she's like, oh, well, you know, like, everyone's on my side because, you know, you've like gone nuts on all of us online. And then it like pulls all of the, mm-hmm. you know, tweets too. It really backs Bronwyn up. Like, even at the Heather lunch, when Heather's like, yeah. you guys said you were fine. This isn't like, you're not acting like you're fine. And Bronwyn's like, well, she like went nuts on Twitter, which
yeah.
honestly she did. It was so fun to watch for all of us after the reunion. She was replying to people with like 7 followers,
right.
just talking shit about everyone, you yeah. know, like, so she's like, fucks, you know, she's totally fucked this season. And Bronwyn, of all people, kind of dog walks her in this fight.
Yeah. Yeah. She's got a big life.
She's got a big life, but she is going to get a big takedown this season, it seems, when even Bronwyn is eating you up and like, and you had gout even dick Bronwyn? Sucker, the line of the season, and Bronwyn still ate you up after that.
Yeah, oh, because she Farla. Likes sucking that gout dick.
She loves that gout dick. It probably is like, you know, more calories. It's
like
creamy.
Salami. It like actually salami. Tastes-
yeah.
Yeah.
A lobster.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Bacon.
It's got a umami flavor from all of the.
It's soy, salty
glaze. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's the end of the episode. It's like one of the great classic Salt Lake City parties in a big like house with lots of glass walls and windows in the snow during the day.
Wearing evening gowns.
Yeah, just a classic Salt Lake City.
And Osmond is there being like. Are you extremely in love with her?
Okay, so let's take a break and we'll get into the new episode of Orange County.
No.
These girls are having a break.
And we're back. Okay, so this was a mostly recapping episode of Orange County, but we get into a lot of fun at the end. Okay. So first we have Ryan.
Wait, really quick, Lauren. So I would say Salt Lake City episode, that was a real doozy.
Yes.
But OC, she's a real snoozy.
A snoozy. But I think at the end, a little bit of a floozy.
Mm-hmm. And
I love the end.
We just got to get to it.
Okay.
We just got to get to the end.
There's a lot of filler, a lot of personal storylines, but a couple juicy. And not just in their face. So Ryan, is pushing Jen to get married in September, where it's like, we just need to do it. We need to stop waffling, which you know how I feel about waffling.
You like it.
And pushing off weddings. Especially if it's you're getting like financially entangled with Ryan. And then we later see like Jen talking with her daughter about it. Her daughter is, she calls Sissy, which is what my mom calls me. Thought that was nice. And her daughter does not want her to marry Ryan. So like we said, the kids wanting her to get it done excuse doesn't hold up. And I think they're just going to push it off, which I think is best for everyone.
Yeah. Cause they're just like, you can still live with him. You can still do. I just don't think you need to be.
There's no need.
Married to this guy.
No. And it's like their family's still going through so much. Like she tries to not to bring the ex-husband up on camera, even though Ryan wants to.
Yeah.
He's like taking out loans and like one kid. All this bullshit. She's doing a good job protecting her family. She's like the most normal one, I would say, which is crazy.
I like seeing her as a mom.
Yeah.
I like Jen.
Oh, sorry. I have to circle back real quick. Salt Lake City, we do find out on Watch What Happens Live, I must say, that missed Katie a lot in this OC episode, and I think that Bronwyn has some real Katie potential. Apparently, we find out that, you know, Bronwyn's finance job, she was fired for stealing and Grand Theft Auto.
Bronwyn?
In 2021.
And they didn't talk about this on a reunion.
I know. So this is like, I know there's still some like Bronwyn people who don't like her or who are doubters, but I'm like, there's some Katie potential there.
She's a lunatic.
She's a clocked in Katie. Yeah, exactly. And so then we get to another important part of the episode, Tamara's boobs in her confessional look.
Whoa.
Ay. They did all these girls dirty in the confessional.
Like a cartoon.
Yeah. I mean, they really zero in on the wrinkling that's happening in her between them, the clav area.
Yeah, they are
brutal.
They're out there.
And then
they're out there in a hot pink dress.
Yep. Very, very tan.
Very tan. Very tan boobs. Very pink dress. Very loud Tamara.
Interestingly, so we see a lot of Tamara and, you know, her daughter's stuff, pushing her musical career, boring.
Her daughter's ready to go on tour, and Tamara's like, can we go to school first? And she's like, yeah. I think I'm ready for tour.
Yeah. I mean, it's so clear that she's just she's like, okay, I'll make you look like a good mom if you just promote my band on camera. Every time we're on camera, and Tamara's like, sure. But we've got to bring Eddie in now, because at least once this season, because we know
that they ambushed him. That's how they got him on this episode. Because he was just taking the dog for a walk, and they were like, get him!
Cameras!
Get his ass.
Yeah,
he came down from his room.
Yeah, miking him up behind his back.
He's like, huh?
And so, they sit outside, and Tamara is, complaining about Shannon, and she's like, oh, Shannon, would you believe it? I was trying to talk to her about her alcoholic dad on camera, and she's like,
she got mad at me.
Eddie's like, oh, okay. And she's like, and then Tamara's like, and then Gretchen. And Eddie's like, wait, Gretchen's on the show? I'm like, whoa, dude, things are not good. They are. Something has happened where he's decided, I'm not
involved
in this.
He's like, I can't do this. I really think he has not been involved since that episode where he said, the lawsuit, and then where he was like, will you please stop serving her alcohol?
Yes, because it's like they almost would have gotten sued for
She does all the time, Tamara.
Yeah, so I think he's like, I just can't even watch.
Whatever Katie is taking, that's what Eddie is taking.
Yes, yeah. And so then, Tamara is trying to explain the plot of the season to him, and she's like, well, I'm trying to make up with Shannon, but I'm trying to make up with Gretchen, but I think Gretchen will want to make up with me. And Eddie's like, look, Shannon, okay, well, here's Shannon's she's self-involved. I mean, she's a little wacky, but that's Shannon. She's not a bad person. She's like, Gretchen is evil. Gretchen wants to curse you. She wants to do, anything to
evil.
Take you down.
She wants to harm us. Also, where's our dog? I was taking him on a walk. He was on a leash.
But Eddie is not on the leash anymore.
He's not on a leash. He doesn't know where he is.
And then we see another terrible couple, Gretchen and Slade. We see them sending their daughter off with a faceless nanny at the beginning of the scene. Bravo just loves showing us what monsters they are. And so then Gretchen is in the scene, pinning everything on Slade, I called you just to hear the song, and you talked about the sex thing. So it's your fault, not mine. I'm pinning it on you with the ladies. It's like she's such a piece of shit. It took me back to when she would call, their storyline was her calling him Tubba Wubba on camera.
Oh my
and,
God.
Calling him a fat bitch.
Yeah. Tubba Wubba. Oh my God. I had completely forgotten about that. Gretchen has to be the worst liar in Housewives history.
It is not Katie Ginelli. It is Gretchen. 100%.
She's so bad. And she's
she's lying in that lie detector. It's like her face is a full sneer. She's like, no, I did not go to hospital. It's so clearly.
Yeah, Slade's like, okay, so this is all Yeah, my fault. Also, it's like, okay, Gretchen, if you really just wanted them to hear the song, you would have just texted Slade, hey, send me the song, and just played it on your phone. But you didn't do anything like that.
I mean, it's so clearly you guys planned it. And it's so crazy. I kind of think, this is my theory, I kind of think they, like Gretchen is so frozen in 2008, right? Mm-hmm. Like, we had Alexis back on the show, and she's grown a lot, but she's still that same old Daffy,
Jesus Jugs,
dumb broad she ever was. But Gretchen is like, she still thinks she's 25 and on the show. And she still thinks she still dresses like it's 2008. She still is obsessed with things that happened in 2008. She still thinks that she can pull one over on viewers like it's 2008. And I think they brought her back to like stunt on Tamara with these very like obvious stunts to be like, Tamara, do you see? That's what you look like.
Yeah.
Like, this is what you look like when you do that. You need to adapt a little more because everyone's onto you. Mm-hmm. Like, you look stupid and mean and crazy. You look like baby Jane Gretchen. Like, you gotta get with the times, baby.
Yeah.
And so then they are all, Gretchen has thrown a, like, self-defense class.
I don't know. She just wanted to be dressed like
Lara Croft. And like this, very Numerator. 2008.
Oh my God. The ponytail hair extension with a metal braid. I was like,
right, with the fake.
By the way, she was the only one that dressed like this.
No one. I kind of love that maybe she was like, everybody dress up. Or it's even worse that she wanted to be the only one who dressed up. I don't know which one.
Yeah, like, why does she have a sexy utility belt?
I kind of think she's been texting with people trying to, like, because it's like, we've noticed how many of her outfits were coordinated with people, like the white furs and then, like, the all black. And I think this time she was like, everybody dressed like, you know, sexy villainesses or sexy, like video game. And then everyone was just like, no, nah, we're not going to
do it. Like, especially Shannon. Her. Shannon's wearing, like, a men's hoodie and sunglasses that never leave her head.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's fully like blanketing.
She's like, I don't want to be here. This is the dumbest thing we've ever done.
it's like, usually the self-defense classes, it's just like, they found like a very like, you know, like doomsday prepper, Republican coded one, like, you know, in a strip mall and like Sepulveda. And they're, you know, they've got to like drive through the alley and then they have like a guy, you know, one of the guys attack the women in their car as a way to teach them about self-defense. And it's all
crazy.
Very
so punked
and crazy. But I do love Tamara's. Well, I love Tamara's reaction is that, like, you know, like the guy, one of the self-defense guys, he's pretending to be like, you know, an unstable crazy man, walks up to the window and Gina's like, roll the window up. And Tamara leans out the window and she's like, oh no, we got to get this on camera. And then when the guy actually seems like he's threatening and gets in her face, she goes behind Gina and pushes Gina towards the window.
So like,
take her, not me.
Yeah, she started it.
I just love, you know, that just really shows, it shows those,
shows her heart,
her self-defense. She's like an animal that will do anything to survive.
Yeah, she's like, take the young one.
Yes. Like, if they were all on a desert island together and you know, maroons, Tamara would be the last one standing, 100%.
Yeah. Oh,
she would 100%. She would eat them all on day one.
She's a survivor.
She's a survivor. And then I also like Shannon's reaction where guy walks up and he's like, hey, do you have any change? And she's like, oh, no, I don't have any cash with me. And then he's like, oh, really? You give me your car. Give me your phone. Your life for your phone. And she's like, this is part of the show, isn't it? It's just like unflappable. Like Jen's like, oh, my God. And Shannon's like, this is like
part of it. Yeah, I don't want to do this. I'm wearing a hoodie.
Yeah, just like, you
I
can't.
I really don't want to be here.
She plays dumb, but you can't get one past old Shannon.
They're going to make me work out, and I don't want to.
Yeah.
She's like,
you will not get my heart beat up before
I'm not
I
doing cardio,
do cardio
on screen. Never again.
So then they have them shoot fake Glocks.
Oh, my God. I hated all of this. Honestly, I fast-forwarded so much of this
really part. I kind of liked that, like, the whole scenario, like the whole like final Tamara Gretchen showdown of the season is taking place while they both have like a replica of a Glock of a in their hands. I think that it can't be to me. It's very OC, very like salute to Peggy, Republican Barbie and her love of guns. You know, they should have brought her in. They should
Can you imagine Peggy and Katie having a conversation?
Oh my God. I would stand.
Yeah. Oh my Peggy God. Peggy I would love Katie. Peggy, Katie. Oh, Peggy. We would love to. Oh, what
they
what
should
was that
together?
What was that like term that confused her? The whatever crowd, like it was like I can't remember. Some term really confused her, but now I can't remember what it was. But it was a very common saying. She's like, what does that mean?
What does that mean?
Yeah.
So we're in two separate groups. We're in like the cast who feels uncomfortable with the fake guns, which is like Shannon, Heather, Gretchen, and Gina. And Shannon is telling them all about Tamara talking about her dad being an alcoholic. Yeah. And Gina is like, see, this is where you lose me. And I'm actually with Gina on this because it's like, I get being mad about that. But at this point, you talking about it so much on camera, that's making it worse for your dad. Yeah. So it's like, I think she's so pissed off she can't see straight. But it's like, then that makes me think that you're just like getting lost in your lost in the sauce because it's like stop calling your dad an alcoholic on camera.
Yeah, you're an alcoholic.
So then Emily is with the Republican gun girls, Tamara, Gretchen, Tamara and Jen, and Emily talks about Gretchen's fireball antics that she had and talked about Tamara's single. And then Jen,
but she was an acting single.
And Jen also her like idea of what Tamara's single would be was so funny to me. She's like, I think it would be like a rap because you know Tamara's always like, and I'm like that actually is exactly what Tamara's single should be is like
exactly.
Proceeds. That's my opinion.
But also, okay, so they split the groups. Like Gina is one and Emily in another one. Again, I feel like they do well when they're not together because Emily was like, I'm gonna do all the dirty work. But then Gina was like the voice of reason in the other group, like Shannon, shut the fuck up. You're stupid. Yeah. It is also good that like Gina's like basically the only sober one on the cast. I mean, I know she smokes weed, but like
they're good utility players, but it's like I also think that like we could take one of them out and then Heather's
they
just
could
utility
both be kind
player
of friend
at this point
her.
Too. Yeah, they could they both equal one.
We could switch
opinion.
Them in and out.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, agreed. No one would notice.
We wouldn't know.
They should like kind of like a Monstro Alyssa Sue in The Substance. It's like combine them into one, like have them dye their hair like a color in between, and then it's just like Emelina, and then just flip them in and out. So we don't get too much.
I thought Emily did great work here, where she was like, "Oh yeah, I guess there's like a single of you, but you're having sex with bleep bleep." And I know that everyone heard this like 98 Degrees boy band
Jeff
name,
Timmons.
And they were like, who? And then they had to be like, oh, he's like, not that one from 98 Degrees. No, not that one either. Okay, that one.
Yeah, not Lachey, not the other Lachey. The fourth one. Yeah. Mm-hmm. He was kind of like the Joey Fatone of 98 Degrees.
Which is already not great.
Not great.
Yeah.
And so then and in the other room, Gretchen is as usual bitching about something from like 20 years ago.
2008.
She's talking about like, "Oh, I did this because I have a stalker." And I was thinking like, "Oh, wow, recently she has a stalker? That's so scary." And Shannon apparently does have a recent stalker, which is like super scary. It's me. I love her. I just got to get close to her. I want to see one of her.
I want to see her meltdown
from a window.
Yeah. And I'll just have a nacho.
And then we find out, oh no, Gretchen is still talking about from 2008.
It's crazy.
When her ex-boyfriend, who she made out with Bass Lake, he sued her for slander for claiming that, like, it they didn't make out and that he's obsessed with her. And then she sued, countersued him for stalking. It's like, why are you bringing this up, bitch?
Oh my
why are
God.
You bringing it up? Like, she's frozen in
she
time.
She is frozen in time. She's like Encino Man, but I'm not entertained.
No, I'm not. She's way less funny than Pauly Shore.
She's so, yeah, and she's no Brendan Fraser either.
No, oh, not even close.
Not even close.
You know who is Brendan Fraser? Katie's Brendan Fraser. Mm-hmm. She's our little lamb.
She's our little lamb.
Just a goofy vulnerability.
But she's going to win an Academy Award. You'll see.
You'll see. You'll all see
You'll
the truth.
All see the truth.
So then they're like all... then they do like a shooting contest and like Tamara's really good. I kind of love this shot of like Tamara's like in the background, like standing like directly behind Gretchen while she's doing her like little video game shooting. And Gretchen's like, oh, my hands are so shaky. Oh, how do I even shoot gun when I'm a little baby? Oh, I'm so bad at this, but I'm so beautiful. And Tamara's just behind her like, with a gun in her hand, like, you know, wielding it like a nightstick, like, why I oughta,
to the moon!
Pow, pow. Yeah, I thought this was kind of a camp, as much as I hate guns. Okay, and so then they're all eating. They're all meeting up at the, it's very like a kid's birthday party. They, like, pull out a table and a placemat, like, are sitting down eating in the middle of this fighting studio. Jen's like, this corn is so good. And everyone's like,
I love this corn. They're like, is that the
couscous? It's couscous.
Like, I don't know.
Like, it tastes yellow.
Mm-hmm. It has a yellow taste.
A yellow taste. You guys know how it is.
Were they eating? Like a mess hall? What is this?
It's bring out a card table in there because they'd already approved them to
These women eat in like bizarre places, like parking garages, and like remember they had like that dinner at Tamara's Cut Fitness when it was still under construction.
Oh, yeah, that was iconic though. I think Bravo just like gets lazy with location.
Yeah, they got like they just got them like sandwiches from the grocery store. And they're mm-hmm. like eating it. And like, did you see Heather like couldn't figure out how to eat a sandwich? She was like,
oh my gosh. But that's how you know this was a good fight. Heather was fully eating bread the whole time.
Yeah. She was like only was eating like, the bread.
Yes. Mm. I was like, okay. She's like sucked in. This is like her popcorn. Like, this is the first carb she's had in years.
She's just going to pull out the turkey. But no, she was eating bread.
Eating the bread. Mm. I know. She was engrossed.
Yeah. She's like, I got to have energy for what's going on. Alert and awake.
Yeah, she's like, this is my cheat bread. The only like wheat that will touch her lips like throughout the decade. And she chose to do it now. So that's mm-hmm. how you know it was entertaining.
She's entertaining.
So then Gretchen, she's I think she's in a Lifetime movie. She like pulls out a little thing of Fireball.
That was crazy.
And
like, they're all drinking bottled water that they had to take the like branding off of. Did you see none of the brand? None
and
of
then
the bottled
like,
water.
Champagne?
Like, yeah, and like, no and cups? she's just like she's there with her like insane hair, like her metal braid and her like somehow puffy roots. I don't even know. And then she just everyone's eating their. And then Emily's like, "Are you drinking Fireball right now?" She's like, yeah.
It's because she's the same. She's still this. She's such
a. Who drinks Fireball?
Because she's so 2008. Ugh. She's such a wimp. Like, she's still the same where she's trying to make Slade fight this entire battle for her, even though he's, like, not allowed on camera because he's trying to sue Bravo too much. And so if she ever is going to get in a fight, she has to, like, get drunk first, like a child for mm-hmm. her to even do anything on camera mm-hmm. other than, like, bitch and be a victim.
Yeah, and this was, like, her event.
Yes, this was her event, and you're having to, like, sneak alcohol. Yes, just to tell Tamara, like, what you already told everyone else on camera. She's just such a wimp.
This just made it so much easier for Tamara just to be like, so when you drink Fireball, you like to talk a lot of shit, don't you?
Yes. Oh, and I mean, clearly there was – that's why part of why she was doing it. It's like a way to bring it up. Mm-hmm. You know? There was a little inside jobbery on this. And then, she's like, So she's like, what is your problem? You say, you bring up my song and you say I'm moaning in the background and shit. And then, like, you know, Gretchen's like, it's Slade who did something stupid, not me. It's not me. And then Jen, who has been the whole episode defending Gretchen and being like, Gretchen, you know, just wants to be left alone by Tamara. This isn't, you know, she's been defending her the whole season. And finally, Jen's like, okay, I can't, like, have your back. And clearly you are, like, asking for it. Like, you are mm-hmm. asking for her to, like, kick your ass and take this fake Glock and shoot you in the head metaphorically as a housewife and, like, yeah. be done forever. Like, you know, you're on your own. But now that she's done that, it's like, well, now let's get Katie back in there.
Let's get her back in there.
I think the logical conclusion is,
let's
like,
do it.
Everything on Gretchen, because she's not coming back next season. And
I can't believe that she would ever be asked to come back.
I mean,
she's terrible.
It really was, I think, to make Tamara look better and to make Tamara see the error of her ways.
Yeah, the errors of her ways. Yeah. But also, we need her screaming all of the time.
Yes, and it triggered her, you know, it triggered her to get into a place where Dubrow is eating bread and, you know, I'm eating bread and watching and
we're all eating bread and
we're
that's,
all eating bread.
That's the magic of Tamara.
That's the magic of Tamara is she's shrieking.
She'll get you to eat carbs.
Yes.
Okay, and then really quick, so I did watch part of Watch What Happens Live with Tamara. Mm-hmm. So they do, you know, they do the polls. And right. one of the questions was like, do you think that do you think that therapy is helping Tamara? So like the audience poll was like 95% of people said no. And Andy was like, is it helping you? And then she goes, well, Andy, I don't want it to change my personality because then I would get fired. And he's like, that's not true at all.
Yeah.
But it is true.
It is. Well, I don't know. I mean, at this point, it's like.
He's like, you can still be nice. He's like, you can have your personality and not be mean to people.
She doesn't get it. Like, and it's like they're giving her so much space and leeway because they, like us, respect her so much. Like, she's like a tenured professor, you
yeah,
know? Like,
she's De Niro.
But she just can't. She's like De Niro in The Intern, you know, yeah, or like the you know, like is, that's what she keeps choosing. Yeah. And it's like, girl, we want you to, you know, at least choose like a do a Scorsese, you know. Okay. So then, you know, Gretchen and Tamara continue to fight. Gretchen's like, I know so much on you. I could ruin your life. And producer cuts to the producer, like the talking head with Gretchen. And producer's like, what else do you know about her? And Gretchen goes, next question. It's like, okay, so nothing. So you don't know anything.
Yeah,
her.
Yeah. And like, there's
the time.
Yeah. And Gretchen's whole thing of like, well, everybody, people send me stuff about you all of the time. I don't even ask people to send it. So I just have all this information on you. I didn't even ask for it.
Like,
I didn't ask for it. They just sent it to me.
Just shows up at my doorstep.
They just give it to me.
Sit off.
Sorry.
You know?
I can't help it. That's what people give me.
Yeah, and then Tamara is so mad she gives her the double middle fingers in the face.
And then she runs away and she almost hits a guy going to a public restroom in the same building. Remember that? He's open, he's trying to go to the bathroom.
It's like,
and she runs into him in the hallway where they have like the restrooms. Because yes, they're in a public
it's
setting.
So narrow, yeah.
And he's like
an office building.
He's like, oh my God, there's this crazy woman. And he's like, I just gotta pee. And she runs out the door. It's like the middle of the day. And they're like, bye. Thanks for coming. She can make an exit like nobody
can
really
make an
exit.
She really
can. She really can. She lands the
discount. They're like through like the, you know, Venetian blinds. And she's like running through the parking lot with middle fingers. And Shannon's like, it's just so juvenile.
Yeah. Shannon's just like the
Whatever.
Whole time Shannon's like been asleep. And she's like, so juvenile. It's part of the show, isn't it?
I would give the episode of SLC
an A minus. Yeah.
And then I would give OC B minus.
Yeah. I was like
strong
six
ending.
Out of ten.
Six out of
strong
ten.
Ending because Tamara landed that dismount
she
on
really
her
did.
Own. And almost like, you know, assaulting somebody at a place that is for self-defense. Like the irony, like it's so good the way that she is actually like this guy had to defend himself from her.
She like, throws him over her shoulder.
He's like, oh, he's probably one of the instructors.
Glock in his face.
She's got fake guns.
All right. We love you guys. We'll see you next week. Bye, students. Bye.